So smart.
Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Free.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you're too afraid to ask.
And this week's episode is finally catching Bree telling me that I'm smart. That's right, folks. That was a real recording, unedited.
That was literally us deciding the topic.
Us?
Okay, you suggesting the topic, me agreeing with the topic, and then saying, wow, you're so smart for thinking of that, then rolling right into it.
Caught her, folks.
Once again, for those of you that think we're lying, that this is really just off the case.
I don't think any single person thinks that we were lying on that front. There's no way you listen to this shit garbage and are like, wow, they really planned this out.
They really have an itinerary with these 45
minutes.
Yeah,
they talked about children's furniture, weird, like, sex store. This must have been planned. Heavily researched and planned content coming out.
Absolutely. We only talk about things that we can back up with journaled, researched evidence.
Absolutely. There's cited sources in the description.
So wherever you're listening, don't look for that description because it's not there. But make sure that you subscribe or follow. Share us with all your friends and family. And also you can find us on social media at Brianna Williamson, at Sean.Lusk, and at I Can Explain Podcast, both on Instagram and on TikTok. And if you click the link in our Instagram bio at I Can Explain Podcast, there is information about our Patreon as well as our, what the fuck's it called? Merch.
That's the one.
Sean's wearing it right now. Me and Sean make fun of ourselves because we wear our merch every single fucking day.
We absolutely wear our merch more than anyone that has ever bought our merch.
Like, ever existed.
Like, we are, I think, probably single-handedly keeping our merch store in business.
It's just us.
Yeah, I'm like, I should probably buy another hoodie.
Okay, so before we get into today's episode, I want to take a moment to thank our patrons in general. Thank you so much for being so generous and supporting this podcast and all of our content. We appreciate you. And we want to get a special shout out to Aiden, Olivia, Becky, Liz, and Serena. Thank you so much for supporting us. We appreciate you through and through.
Absolutely.
How many different ways can I say that? Like, I feel like every time it just sounds like I'm just saying that again and again, but I really want to get that through. You know?
Yeah.
You gotta come up with like a jingle or something.
Probably. I'll work on it since I've clearly been the only one that's mastered jingles on this podcast. Also, this week's topic, as you've read in the title, is trends. I didn't say that. Yeah. I did say that it was me finally snagging you calling me smart. Or I might just cut that clip and edit it for 40 minutes of length.
Oh, I like that. yeah, that's good. Yeah. Just like in different tones. And
no, same tone.
Oh, just over and over. Yeah. That's nice. I'm sure the listeners will enjoy that.
Yeah, it won't be the worst episode they've gotten.
Bree's birthday, so Trump's
spiraling. We see you. trends. Mm-hmm. I think trends are very interesting. It's wild that in this Panera that we're in right now, we have already seen so many trends. Most have been utilized and pushed by TikTok, which we will dive into. But it is wild that I have seen TikToks already, and this panorama has been like, what, less than a year, around
about
a year
now.
I've seen TikToks talking about the trends that we had at the beginning of the pandemic.
I know. It's so crazy.
And isn't it weird that you're weirdly like emotional about it? Like, I'm like reminiscing about quarantine one.
I know. Because as much as this has been like the shittiest time in our lives for so many reasons, it is something that will probably stick with us our whole life as a time.
Yeah.
Right? Like most years kind of blend together, but this year obviously for so many reasons is so different. So it has like some weird nostalgia to it that it's always going to be like, oh my God, when quarantine went down, and I think especially those first few weeks when everyone was really like locked down.
Yeah.
Things were popping off stuff like Animal Crossing and certain
making
TikTok
bread,
trends.
Whipping coffee.
Yeah. Oh my God. So it is weird to think about that and think about how quickly those trends came and left.
Yeah. Like the turnover for trends, I feel like, is just ramping up.
Yeah. And I think that's because of social media.
Absolutely.
Like you think that prior to this, yes, you could kind of divide it into certain subcategories, but they really would speak about fashion trends in terms of decades, right? You know, the 70s, and yeah, there's, like I said, a few subsets to that, or the 80s, but now it's like, what fucking month of what year are we talking about?
Yeah,
like,
what
it
month
goes
of the
so fast.
Pandemic are we?
Oh my God, and I think the combination of social media and that turning over so quickly, because as soon as something's kind of cool in some way, some influencer will come up with something new that's cool.
And tell you that the cool thing that you're doing is now very lame.
Is uncool. And also, I think, like, fast fashion helps with that, because if you think back to, like, the 70s, 80s, 90s, when certain fashion trends were in, you'd buy that pair of jeans and you'd want to wear it for, like, a normal person for a year or 2 years or 3 years, maybe. Whereas now it's like you buy something and then next month they're telling you that thing isn't in anymore. And because of fast fashion, where things are, like, $12, people can make that happen to a certain degree.
Yeah, and you buy a trendy shirt from H&M and it's disintegrating after the second wash.
Yeah. Actually.
You're like Cinderella. You're like, I need to get home by midnight or this cardigan will just be melted plastic.
Actually, though. Yeah. And even things like songs, like before, like an album would come out and it would kind of be the album of the year. People would listen to that song for months, if not years. And it was kind of like what I remember, even certain high school years for me, there's certain songs that stand out of like, oh, that was that year's song.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas now it's like, oh, that was the song of the last 2 weeks, like Driver's License.
Right.
That was fucking huge. That came and now I hear it on the radio and I'm already like over it. My mind goes so fast now with these trends on TikTok.
I don't listen to the radio.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that maybe helps with that. But between TikTok and I do listen to the radio when I drive, between those two, it really, like, speeds up your, like, because they plug one thing in so much. You see it on every TikTok. Every radio station plays it for, like, 2 weeks straight. And then it's on to the next thing because everyone's over it, because it's, like, overstimulation.
Yeah. I also find it funny that a lot of fashion bloggers and fashion people are so on trends, but I'm like, are you that trendy or are you just like a bitch to fast fashion?
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
I'm like, I don't necessarily know if you following every trend is trendy.
I agree. You and know? I also think it kind of, I'm laughing at myself even saying this as if I have any right to talk about fashion.
Right. You are wearing sweatpants and like a t-shirt.
I'm like, as the future editor of Vogue,
catch this OOTD.
But I do think that it kind of takes away from a certain amount of like timeless fashion, like something I really appreciate with certain people that I follow on Instagram or actors or just people that I look up to in their fashion, is that it's timeless. It's not just like, sure, it's fun to have like a quirky moment now and again that's trendy, but I like when someone kind of knows their style and it kind of carries through.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that is like now not a thing.
No.
It moves so fast.
So fast.
And
yeah,
like, you can't keep up.
No, and like following people's Instagrams that are like on top of trends like gives me whiplash.
Oh.
Because I'm like, wait, we're doing bell bottoms? And then we can't do skinny. But then now we're doing skinny. And then now it's high rise. Oh, no, that's bad. Low rise. Oh, yeah.
Straight leg.
Vag out. Yeah. Okay, wait. Yeah. Straight leg.
Yeah.
Ripped boyfriend, girlfriend.
Rips are no go anymore.
Absolutely.
They just said no rips now.
No
rips. Rips are gone. And yeah, that's how we were kind of talking about this prior to today with Sean's roommate about how the new thing.
Well, we need to address that we are under attack.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Under attack. We are. Old fuckers unite.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
We are under attack by Gen Z.
I know.
They are ruthless, and they want our skinny jeans.
And I just want to point out that while we were talking about this with Sean's roommate, she actually changed her part to a center part.
Well, first it went, sometimes I just want a side part, and we look over and her hair is in a side part. And then me and Brie are talking, and we turn back, and she has center parted her hair out of shame.
She just adjusted it. She realized she'd been caught with her side part. Yeah.
Which is funny because, like, I know that, like, side parts are supposed to be for old people.
Yes.
But you have a center part and you're fucking, you look 99
right now. I was waiting for it. Yeah, no, I'm lucky because the thing that I've realized is if you just stick to your guns of what you like, soon enough it comes back around.
Yeah.
So, like, I had a center part since I was literally 3.
Thank God, right? First of all, you didn't stick to your guns of your eyebrow shape, though.
Oh,
that's one trend I'm
that's
glad.
One trend I'm happy I got rid of when I had, like, my pencil thin brows in high school. But yeah, I had a center part since, like, grade 3. And then obviously in high school I was, like, the biggest loser ever for having a center part, because when I was in high school the big thing was the girls with the, like, far right part,
like, the side part that starts at your ear,
like, basically all the way over, and then it would, like, go in front of their face, right, like the bangs that came down in front of their face. And so, like, I just hung on strong. I was just like, you know what, I'm not gonna be cool for 5 years, and eventually it's gonna come back. And then
10 years later,
yeah, here we are, and it's finally my time to shine. Sean, you know, like, center part, it's what I got going for me right now. You know, it's my one source of happiness that I can check off, that I'm truly not following that trend. That trend is me, and I'd like to think I actually started it, considering I've been wearing it since 1994.
It's 1949. The dawn of time.
Have you seen Land Before Time?
Yeah. You know when they talk about dinosaurs possibly having hair? Well, they did. This one has a center part.
Okay, so then the other one that I cannot get on board with is the skinny jeans.
Okay.
Because I have worn skinny jeans. Okay, in high school, I made fun of people with skinny jeans. Yeah. Right? That was when everyone had the, like, wide legs.
Well, first it started with, like, punk bands.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
It was skinny jeans and checker Vans.
Yes. And I remember specifically walking down the halls and being afraid of those people. I'm not gonna lie.
You're like, what are those tight jeans?
No, Jesus. I remember, like, seriously, and they would make the, like, fake mohawks with the really hard gel and everything. And what do they call them? Like, tribute spikes or something. What did they call them?
I don't know.
Someone's gonna know. Let us slide into our Instagram DMs. But I remember, like, walking down the hallways and saying to my cousin, she was a few years older, I was in grade 8, and I was like, what are those people wearing? Like, what's going on here? Like,
what is happening here
in this school? Like, they had the skinny jeans and the checkered Vans and the colored hair and everything else, and, like, the band tees. And I just remember thinking that was so wild, because I was, like, an Abercrombie girl through and through.
Those are very different worlds.
Very different worlds. And
mind you, like, Hot Topic and Abercrombie lit very similarly.
Yes, very similar lighting.
Yeah,
it's very similar. Not the same smell.
No, certainly not.
It's not the same smell. Yeah, and then by the end of high school, everyone was wearing skinny jeans. So, you know, those people really set the trend. And then since then, I have just not worn skinny jeans.
I know, it's almost... I know that this trend is a big thing that's being debated right now, but it was almost one of those things that it's been so consistent since high school that I almost thought it was just
a
constant.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I was safe in my skinny.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's the one thing about me that's skinny. So.
And as much as I'm annoyed about it, it is one of those things where I'm like, it's about time. You know, we've been wearing them for a long time.
I see you're joining the attack.
I said to Sean, I was like, I'm going to go to American Eagle this week and I'm going to try, you know, they are one of those stores that has, like, every different style of jeans, and I'm going to just try on every style and try and find something that doesn't make me want to cry when I look in the mirror besides skinny jeans.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be low rise. Oh, my
God. I think we're safe from low rise for now, but I do think it could make a return.
Yeah, I give it 6 months. The summer is going to be a strong push for low rise.
Yeah, everybody better book your fucking bikini waxes. Get those full Brazilians.
No, seriously. I was saying to Sean,
did you mean to them? You just, like, winced, like, with your vag right there.
I did one of those subconsciouses where someone's, like, talking about something painful and you just, like, hold
Brie just covered her vag with both hands. PTSD of low-rise.
No, I used to wear, and some of the listeners will know, Dorinas, which, once again, it shows you to hang on to things. Because I bet you I could sell those fuckers for so much money now. Okay, in a few months, if I was hanging on to those, I probably just gave them to some thrift store, right? But now, like, they were, like, the, like, baby blue, skin tight, but then with the bell bottom at the bottom.
Yeah.
And then they didn't, their whole thing was the 1-inch zipper.
Yeah.
And they didn't even have, like, a flap over the zipper. It was just, like,
there's no flaps for that. No. It's flaps very, allowed. Only Kendall can wear these. No fat pussies again.
And it was just literally a zipper that, like, usually didn't even work because it was 1 inch. So it was just, like, down the whole time. And it was just like,
the pockets, you could fit 2 fingers in them, and that was it.
That was it. Like a tunic.
Maybe a crazer. Yeah. Not a razor.
No.
Not a razor. A crazer, maybe.
Absolutely not. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not a big trend person. I just kind of wear what I like. But it is interesting with social media to have those things kind of, like, more pushed in your face and move so much quicker. You know, with things like TikTok, where it's so, like, the content is so quick to make and quick turnover.
Yeah.
And some trends on TikTok now, like, if you're not on it in the first day,
gone.
It's done.
Yeah.
Like, speaking to, moving away from fashion trends, speaking to, like, you know, just TikTok trends, like certain types of videos that people make, and they're big for literally 48 hours and then it's over.
Yeah.
And you have to be so quick these days, it's, like, hard to keep up with.
Yeah.
It's almost like the only people that could do it are 16-year-olds without a job.
Absolutely.
Which is
it's almost like it's catered to them.
It's almost like I'm too old to be on this fucking
app. I also find that weird trend coming back of the fucking yoga pants with the flared bottoms.
Yeah.
And Emma Chamberlain was like, I found this new pant style. And I was like, girl, we've been through that.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, bitch, I wore those for fucking 8 years in dance.
Remember when Lululemon's first came out?
Oh,
and
yeah, it was
the... That every single one had a different colored thick band around the top.
Yeah. And that was the thing, like how many colors you collected.
Yeah.
Same with TNA pants. If people grew up, I think now Aritzia has expanded through North America, but real OGs will know, because Aritzia started here in Canada, that the big thing was TNA pants. And you were cool if you had, they would all be different colors, and then they had a very thin stripe of a different color around the waist.
Right.
So those were the two kind of collector's things. Like, how many different colors do you have?
Yeah.
And, like, I remember in TNA pants, my favorite ones were I had lilac with a pink stripe.
Oh, shit.
Right. And very flattering.
Yeah.
I can only imagine now if I tried to wear lilac fucking spandex pants with a pink stripe and bell bottoms.
Well, might be better than what you're wearing today, but...
It's only up from here, John. Yeah. It's only up from here. But yeah, I can't keep up.
No, I also... It's come to the point that usually I felt like trends were happening,
mm-hmm.
but they were happening kind of around me, you know? Not as in I was centered in them, but they were happening and they were passing me, and I would have a few trendy things and it would be fine. But now I feel like trends are
attacking
happening,
you.
In just defiance of who I am.
They're happening to you.
Absolutely.
You can't log on without getting called out these days.
Yeah.
Like, direct attack.
Exactly.
Actually, have you seen the Sean Lusk TikTok trend?
I have.
Where everyone just makes
fun of it. It's a lot.
Yeah, everything about you.
Yeah. I do think it's interesting, though, as a queer person,
mm-hmm.
I've heard it before, that people think that being queer or being part of the queer community is a trend. I don't think so much anymore because I think we've kind of broke that narrative. But I remember, like, everybody starting to come out and everybody
being
like, of course everybody's coming out. I'm like, well, maybe everybody's just fucking gay.
And everyone, we've gotten to a safe enough place, or a place where at least people feel brave enough that they could come out. And that's the reason for the influx of people coming out as LGBTQ+ at a younger age, not because we're, like, convincing more people to be gay or because it's trendy. But I don't know. I don't think that's done yet, because my friend Shannon Burns, she's a radio DJ, and she has just recently gotten really big on TikTok. Congrats, Shannon, if you ever listen to this. You don't. But anyway, she has a podcast, too. It's called Screen queens, screen queens. Yeah. Are we getting talk paid about for things. This? Yeah, no, we're not. It's an ad placement. But anyway, she's really cool and she does a lot of cool interviews with celebs and blah, 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 blah. But she just posted a TikTok and she had like all these influx of comments. I think particularly due to the fact that her content isn't specifically LGBTQ. It's more pop culture.
Right.
So then when she does talk about being gay, everyone in her comments is like, oh, of course you're gay. You just had to do that to be even trendier on TikTok. Right. Whereas like if you're a TikToker who talks about being a lesbian every fucking day like myself, the people watching my content are people that already know that. But I think when you do more of a general topic, like if we were here talking about something we really, like rocket science, like something we're really good at. Yeah, you know? Yeah. Or like...
Or trends.
Yeah, brain surgery, like things like that. Then if all of a sudden we mentioned we were gay, I think we'd get a lot more comments of people being like, of course.
Yeah, it's of like course trendy. It's gay brain surgery.
The worst kind.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's still like a big thing. I think people with artists or people doing like more mainstream kind of content don't like when people also talk about their sexuality because they think they're using it as like an extra plug.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit because they're just talking about who they are casually intertwined with their regular content. And I think that's where we're getting now is for a long time, people thought that if you were an LGBTQ plus person, then your content should only be LGBTQ plus. Like people still don't understand, I think, that you can be LGBTQ plus and your topics or your content can have nothing to do with that.
Totally.
And so then when those two worlds collide, people are like confused.
Oh, of course you're gay.
They're like, what? Like you're LGBTQ plus. You're supposed to just be talking about that.
Yeah.
I thought that was your like career now, being gay.
That's your thing.
You know? And hey, for some people it is. Here we are. Here, but for a lot of people all it's we not. Know. So yeah, I think that's kind of an interesting thing that happened for a long time, and I think it's still happening in certain places where you still get the like, well, why'd you have to talk about that?
Because it's all I know, bitch.
Because it's trendy.
Yeah, because I want clout.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely ridiculous. I also want to talk about how because of the queer spaces being a subset, and obviously I'm generalizing here because within the LGBTQ plus community, there's also a lot of different subsets of human beings that are going to have their own style. But do you find it interesting that a lot of things that are like in queer spaces are not in other spaces? Like there's the trends that happen.
Like and those then Zara striped shirts.
Yeah.
And how only gays wear them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like there's trends that happen exterior to the LGBTQ plus community. And we're all like, we're not going there.
Yeah.
Like, we're not touching that.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's a good... I like to think that there's a pretty solid understanding among the lesbians that we're not going to jump on the low rise, even if they do become very popular with the Emma Chamberlains.
Yes, and I do think you would be hard-pressed to wrestle all of the skinny jeans out of gays' hands. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. Sometimes I see those trends and I'm like, good for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally. It's like I'm watching from afar sometimes.
Absolutely.
I find that with my sister because she's a fashion blogger and she's like very like up on what's fashionable. And I think she has incredible style and taste when it comes to clothes. And I love watching the way that she like styles her outfits and stuff, but I'm just like, that's nice. Good for you.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm looking in, but I'm like, I'm not going to engage.
Yeah, totally. It's like having a fish.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, good for you, straight person.
Yeah. You're nice for you. You look happy in there.
Us lesbians are just going to hang
yeah.
on.
Yeah. I'll keep feeding you and watching.
I do also think that that is a stereotype that is kind of weirdly correct about lesbians. That
straight people are fish.
No. That whatever style you wear when you come out, like whatever your first like comfortable kind of wardrobe is, you yeah. stick with for life.
Right.
Which is why you go to like, well, back when we could, to queer spaces and you see the like older lesbians that, you know, are 60 plus and they're wearing like what you would think of as a stereotypical lesbian outfit from 60 years ago.
Yeah.
And which is why I will be wearing black t-shirts and skinny jeans until I'm 65.
Well, I feel like there's honestly only like 4 lesbian outfits. And I think that honestly, like, they're not really shook by trends that much because they're staples. You're either a dress lesbian,
yes,
a leather lesbian, like a plaid lesbian, or like whatever you like, some like a kind of sporty, like like athleisure black lesbian.
No, I think...
Tell me I'm wrong.
No, I agree. Because even I think to, like, Dana, like, one of my best friends, and she will be a nature dyke until the day she dies.
Absolutely.
Like, Dana's not going to adjust.
She's never even been outside.
Dana's not going to buy bell bottoms, okay?
No.
Like, Dana is going to be in her, like, nature gear, her flannels, her mech co-op apparel... till the day she dies.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I mean by lesbians. Lesbians pick their lane and then trends don't exist. And, you
know? No, I think that's pretty true for gays too. Like, I think there's 4 outfits for gays as well. Like, you're either shirtless, you're wearing like business casual. There's like the ones that are like perpetually looking like they dress like it's fall.
I know exactly
with like
what
the
you're
Chelsea boots and that.
Yeah.
And then there's like, I guess, me that's like spooky.
The spooky one?
Yeah. There's like witch gay, and that's kind of where I sit.
Witch gay. I like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Or like sporty gay that doesn't play sports. That's another one. And they're not really rustled by trends either.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I want to talk about, speaking of your vibe.
Okay. Oh.
Tattoos.
Oh.
Tattoos. You're like, where are you going?
I was like, what?
What are you
going to say? I'm going to talk about your vibe. I hate it. Bad vibes only from you.
No, I want to talk about your tattoos because that's an interesting thing to me when we talk about trends.
Right.
And I love your tattoos. Like, when anyone ever talks about tattoos, I'm like, oh, have you seen Sean's? Because I just personally really like the style of your tattoo.
Right.
And I like your choices.
Okay.
But I'm interested to hear your perspective. No. I'm interested to hear your perspective on tattoos, because that is something that undeniably does have trends that rolls through, but you're also accepting, unlike buying a pair of bell-bottom jeans,
that the trend is on you forever.
It's forever.
Yeah.
So, like, how is that?
I also think this is the first time we've ever talked about tattoos on this podcast.
I know. Well, I don't have any, so I don't got much to say. And I only like to talk about things that have to do with me.
Right. Yes. I am aware of that part. What's your question?
It's, how do you feel about choosing things that you think are, like... trendy is the wrong word, but like, at least you know the style is in trend, right?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about like making that choice that you know in 20 years might be very much the opposite? For example, what's coming back now or in the last like 5-10 years
is infinity tattoos.
No. No, is the more like what you think of as traditional, like roses.
Sailor Jerry.
Yeah, Sailor Jerry.
Jerry. Is it Jerry?
Sailor
Terry.
Some sort of sailor.
I think it's Jerry.
The heart mom tattoos. Those,
yeah, that's a style. It's the like style. The pirate kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the really, like the bird, like the bird dove with the little thing.
Like pinup kind of style. Yeah.
And when I was growing up, people's parents had those. Like, people whose parents got tattoos when they were younger had those.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. And, like, they'd purposely have characters in shows that would have, like, the mom tattoo or, like, the dove or the rose or whatever. And it would be, like, purposely done to make it, like, embarrassing. Like, they're the old washed-up person with this old tattoo.
Yeah.
And now it's back in, that style.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting.
That's one of those styles, though. That it's kind of like what bikers have. That's,
yes,
like, what that,
yeah,
style is. I don't think it ever left, really.
Yeah.
Like, it's a style. I have a friend, my straight friend,
mm-hmm,
my token straight friend.
Right.
All of his tattoos are that style. Everyone.
Oh.
And he's my age. And that's every single one of his tattoos. He has, right, a like full sleeve all in that style.
See, I personally love that style. I think it looks really cool.
Yeah, I'm not like, I don't have like biker energy though. So I think.
You don't?
No,
really?
Not most days. How do I feel about it? I don't really care.
Right.
I would say almost all of my tattoos have. I think it's stupid when people give the full, like, mm-hmm, every tattoo has to have meaning to you. I don't,
right,
think that's true. I think maybe the first few should have meaning in case, you know, you could possibly not love them, yeah, at least they have meaning to you. But you get to a point that, like...
Like, you have so many.
I have so many that not... Like, I... Three things have meaning in my life, you know? I'm not deep enough to keep thinking of different tattoos that relate to my life.
That's so fair.
So, I don't know. It's just things that I like. Maybe the style will change. Maybe I won't like that thing anymore. But I just...
And then just cut your arm off.
There's always that option.
There's always
you
that
know?
Option.
And... I don't know. It's things that I like in the moment, and I am of the mindset that if I liked it in one moment, at least I'll be able to, like, hearken back to my mindset of that time.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm really scared of death in space, and I'll be dust soon enough, so it's like...
Yeah.
What am I... You know?
Yeah.
People are like, it's gonna be with you for life. I'm like, our life is just a blip in an infinite timeline. We are less than a speck of dust. So, like, honestly, that's I genuinely say that. My brain thinks so far with things.
Ew, which I hate. It stresses me out.
Yeah. Oh, bitch, try being me. Yeah. That, like, things like tattoos don't have that much weight for me.
And, I mean, here I am. I can take my skinny jeans off, but I choose not
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
So, you know
so
what?
Who's the real tattooed one here?
I'm tattooed by my love for skinny jeans.
Yeah.
I just...
What if I get a little pair of skinny jeans tattooed on me?
Oh, that would be so cute. Yeah. That would be such a nice fuck you to Gen Z, too. You know what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm never taking these skinny jeans
fuck
off.
Fuck you.
I really... We had hope for Gen Z. You know, we felt like we were in camaraderie. We were moving against the...
This was a shocking blow.
The old people, and then they turned on us.
They did.
We created a monster, and then they turned on us.
I was on their team when they were attacking adulting.
Yeah.
I was like, absolutely. Because I feel like that is kind of the MLM type of squad that says adulting.
Yeah. Attack the MLM millennials.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like,
but,
the Southern Ashleys of the world.
Yeah. Ashleys, like E-I-G-H.
Yeah.
I'm all for attacking that subsection of millennials.
Yeah. Maybe we're exempt because we're queer, so, like, we're kind of forever cool. Do you think? Like, can we hold on to that?
I don't know.
Should I ask on TikTok? I'll make a TikTok and say, like, are there any subsets that get exempt from all this hatred and attacking?
Yeah.
For example,
do we get a pass on the skinny jeans because we only have four outfits to choose from?
Let me tell you, I'm only filming waist up, photos waist up from here on out. That's it. Because I'm not buying other pants, so I've just got to change the angles, okay? You will never see my legs again.
No.
Ever.
You're going to get one of those things where they sleuth you. You know, where they're like, so I paused the video and I zoomed into her background and I saw her shadow.
Absolutely,
and then I saw a Dasani bottle. So I measured her shadow and how thick her leg was to a Dasani bottle. And then I measured the width of a straight leg jean. And I could tell based on the shadow width that she was wearing skinny jeans.
Oh, my God. So I should just, like, delete my whole channel.
Probably. Yeah.
Just put it on pause until in, like, 7 years skinny jeans come back.
And come back. Yeah.
And then I'll rev it back up. I'm back in my skinny jeans. It's at the point now that I'm like, so much has happened. Let's talk about this. So much has happened, we already mentioned, in terms of trends during the panorama.
Yeah.
Okay? The Pandera pizza.
But that's Panago.
Panago pizza? Pandera? What is it?
Panera is an American restaurant. Panago is...
Okay, we'll look forward to our next episode where we discuss Pandera.
Our new brand.
So during this Pandera, so many trends have come and go, but a lot have not really affected me because I've been trapped inside, okay?
Yes.
So speaking about things like skinny jeans,
haven't worn jeans in months,
I know,
bitch.
Like, actually. And
joke's on you.
Seriously. Yeah. So this is my thought process, is that I'm starting to get a little anxious about the fact that when the world opens back up, I'm going to have the same clothes that I had when it closed down because I haven't had to go out or go to an event or go to anything again. And I'm going to fucking show up at a, like, fucking event and the Gen Zers are going to, like, egg me.
Yeah. Well,
they're going to be like, get off the fucking stage in your skinny jeans.
But my thought is maybe it's moving so quickly that if we do nothing, it could resurface.
I like that. There's no point in making purchases right now. Just wait to see where it is right before they open
the
gates.
Don't count your eggs before they hatch, kind of thing. And then maybe they'll be like, whoa, those are really cool vintage skinny jeans.
Oh my God, I'll be cool. Yeah. I'll be cool because I'm not wearing what everyone else is wearing, which is the whole point these days.
Yeah, I will say one trend that I really like is that I've noticed, especially there are a few apps and websites that are pushing thrifting and reusing, like there's like Poshmark and all those, and even like the Real and this is not sponsored, and that's like for like Louis Vuitton, so that's one trend I will never join in on. But I do think that more than ever, I have seen a push for the reusing of clothes and buying things physically in a thrift store, unless it's Salvation Army, because they hate queer people, especially trans people. So don't support them, because they don't support you. It's like people are pushing thrifting online and in person, which I do think is really awesome. And I know that thrifting is not a new thing. I'm well aware. Yeah. And I do think that there's like some elitism to it as so I do think it is, you know, not a perfect thing, but it is good that I feel like that is some fighting of fast fashion.
I would agree with that. As a general statement, I would absolutely agree with that. I think the other thing that I'm stressed out about when it comes to how we've been stuck in this whatever fucking time warp we're in right now is music.
Okay.
Because I was talking to my friends and I was saying, you know how they have like at the gay bars or at bars in general, they'll be like 90s night.
Yeah.
Okay. And they'll do like throwbacks. I think that they need to have COVID nights.
Oh, totally.
I
know 2020 night.
Marketing night. They don't want to call it COVID nights. I get that.
2020.
You know, 2020.
Yeah.
Because I am so choked that so much of the music that has come out this year that is so good and would have been so fun to dance to and go out to and like whatever, go to Pride and listen to, is going to be old news by the time we can do anything. So I need them to bring that back around and have like Tuesday 2020s.
Isn't it also wild? This is what I was thinking about.
What?
That there are people that have turned 19 and haven't gone out this entire year. And then we're going to get a new group of 19-year-olds ready to go out. So we're going to get like an overload of young people.
That's so
true. And we're
going
to be in our skinny jeans. And it's just going to be a war.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm picturing it like when you're a jet, you're a jet. You're fighting.
It's going to be like West Side Story.
Yes. Oh, my God. The skinny jeans versus the bell bottoms.
But hopefully they will also have chosen one of their four allotted outfits. So we won't really, you know, they are still in the queer.
Yeah, it won't be too much. No, but it's true because usually, right, everyone knows this that goes to queer spaces pretty frequently, is that it's a very small bubble of who you see at these spaces. And especially if you go to the same space a lot, you see the same faces. Obviously, people come and go, but there's a lot of the same people, right? Small pool. In Vancouver, so I can only imagine in other areas too. But, you know, every month as people turn of age, you see a couple people that you can kind of tell they got the fresh eyes. They're walking in. They're
or
really
excited. Or their birthday is celebrated by the drag queen.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
and then you're like, okay, a new character has been introduced.
in our reality TV show that is life of this gay bar. And but they kind of, you know, just like.
They trickle in. Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be like 2 years worth of people are going to be coming in at 21, and
that
the legal
fucking
drink
drag queen's
going to
be reading birthdays for 2 hours, and they're just going to walk on stage, and she'll just hand them a drink ticket.
They're going to have to open at like 4 a.m.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, the line's long, and they're like, no, that's the birthday line.
For your free drink ticket.
Yeah, they're like, you're 40, you can go right in.
Get in there with your skinny jeans. Go ahead. Oh my God, that should be a way to jump the line. Skinny jeans.
Yeah.
They just know. You're an OG. Come
totally.
On in.
Come Isn't on that in. Wild, though? I am scared about all the youthful faces.
It is going to be weird. Especially, like, being the age that we are, in the sense that, like, we're in our 20s, right? So we're
firmly.
So we're not, like, it's like when we were going out of this COVID, we weren't the old people at the bar.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So, like, and there's nothing wrong with, I want to make a statement in saying, like, there's nothing wrong in being any age. We've talked about a lot of times on this podcast about, like, delayed adolescence with queer people. And, like, I think you should be able to go out and have a fun time at any age. But definitely we were the 20-somethings at the bar.
Yeah.
So it's weird to think that we're going to leave that world going into COVID-19 as those people at the bar. And we're going to come back as the old folks.
Yes.
Like all these new 19 to 22 year olds that we've never seen before have never seen us. And also, there is something that a lot of queer people know about in queer spaces. There's kind of the torch pass off, right? There's kind of a respect thing when you walk into queer spaces when you're younger. You know who's been on the scene for a while.
Yeah.
You start finding out who runs the events because it's very much a community. It's not just like going to a bar where some like rich guy owns this place and no one knows who does it.
Yeah.
You know who's put on the shows. You know who's organized the event. You know who's working the door. And as a young person,
you know,
walking in,
who has OnlyFans? Yeah. Like, you know, you have a lay
you
of
know
the land.
Scene. Yeah. Yeah. And as a young person, your first few times, you kind of get a sense of like, okay, this person runs the show. This group's always here. Whatever. These people don't know that. There's nothing wrong with that, but they're gonna come in, fucking all 5,000 of them, guns a-blazing.
And you're gonna be like, excuse me,
I've been here.
I have a podcast that no one listens to. Pay your respects.
You know, like, there's not going to be that kind of, like, pass-off where it's like, let me show you around. They're going to be coming in numbers.
It's frightening. So everybody start retinol, use SPFs, because we got to make sure that we hit them with our full force.
Our freshest force.
The most elasticity you can stuff back into your face. You need it. The battle is coming. Winter is coming.
I'm thinking maybe we should just put ourselves in freezers for the remainder.
Absolutely.
And just, like, hopefully just stand still in time.
You haven't been just sleeping in a big vacuum seal bag. You're losing energy.
I'm literally just going to take, like, a tub of Vaseline every night and just coat myself
with
it.
Did you get your Vaseline at Pandera? Yeah.
Okay, I had this teacher in university that told me that their mom, and she showed a picture to the class, and I was like, damn, I wish I had the energy to do that. Her mom was like a hand model.
Yes.
And because that cared very much about skin, and at the time, I guess there was big bucks for hand models out there, because there's a lot of like print campaigns about watches and shit. And what she did from when she was like 18 her whole life is every night before she'd go to bed, she'd literally coat herself in Vaseline and then put like silk gloves over top and silk pajamas over top. And literally she showed us pictures. This woman did not age.
Good for her.
Like, good for her.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to think, like, I know it's
like
too
late.
Like
one of those mosquitoes frozen in amber.
Now. Yeah, maybe I should start now. Or like maybe like a vampire sleeping upside down by my ankles in a closet to, like, get the blood flow and the collagen back to my face.
Absolutely.
Okay, these are all things, good takeaways, yeah. I think. I'm glad we're giving the listeners, like, tangible tips to use.
Healthcare experts.
All right, well, wherever you're listening, make sure you're following or subscribe. Thank you so much to our patrons. You can go click our link in our Instagram bio at I Can Explain Podcast if you want more information about our Patreon or you want to support us by buying our merch. And until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood. It's hot in here. Yeah.